3, 2, 1, welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue to look at the Bible and in trying to encourage one another in reading God's Word. And we are in Judges. We're in this story of Abimelech in Judges chapter 9. So let's continue on with this. If I can remember exactly where we were. So Abimelech has taken over. There's been his one brother who has survived has come and basically called him out. And we're going to see that what's going to happen now. So we have verse 22. That's where we're at. Chapter 9, verse 22. Abimelech ruled over Israel 3 years, and God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the leaders of Shechem, and the leaders of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. With the violence done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal, remember that's Gideon, might come, and their blood be laid on Abimelech, their brother, who killed them, and on the men of Shechem, who strengthened his hand to kill his brothers. And the leaders of Shechem put men in ambush against him on the mountainside, on the mountaintops, and they robbed all who passed by them along the way. And it was told to Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Eben, moved into Shechem with his relatives. And the leaders of Shechem put confidence in him, and they went out into the field and gathered the grapes from their vineyards and tried them and held a festival. And they went into the house of their god and ate and drank and reviled Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Eben, said, "Who is Abimelech, and who are we of Shechem that we should serve him? Is he not the son of Jerubbaal, and is not Zebul his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, but why should we serve him? What would that this people were under my hand? Then I would remove Abimelech, and I would say to Abimelech, increase your army and come out." All right, we'll stop there as we deal with the pride of man here. So, one, Abimelech is not called the king. He is ruling. So, he is ruling over Israel from Shechem, and which is a central part of Israel. And there are people in the town who are thinking that maybe having Abimelech is a bad thing because of God's wrath. So they are still thinking about God, even though they're sitting here having a festival, a party in the house of one of their gods. And as they have had plenty to drink, this new alpha male that has come along, Gaal, the son of Eben, is saying, "Who is this Abimelech anyways? I'll take him on, him and his men." And so a couple things just to recognize here. It's just real people, real stories here in the Bible. They have real issues. And we can't help sometimes but be a little ignorant as we look to ourselves and to others to fix our problems instead of looking to God, the author and finisher of our faith, the one who's given us life, has created us in his own image, and is one day coming back to claim that which is his bride. So here we have this new character coming on the scene. We have still the men of Shechem, which God is going to deal with. We'll see that as the chapter continues. But for us today, it's just to continue to be humble before the Lord. For when we're not, well, that's not a good thing. So humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And I would say that's a good thing for us to be doing on this day. So continue to read God's word, be prayerfully reading it, asking God, what I need to learn from this. A lot of times I think we go through it going, what are you trying to tell me? Or what are my new marching orders? And often it's not so much that as God is dealing with our own character. God is revealing himself in his word to us that we would rightly worship him in spirit and in truth, and know the one true God, and that we would understand that Jesus Christ is the Holy One of Israel, that he was around when all this was happening, and he is around today. He was involved with what was going on back then. He is involved even more so through the Holy Spirit that is going on today. So be praying in the Spirit. Ask for his guidance as you read. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you soon.